Proclamation number 8038 of 11th of November, 1961. Outpouring of the Spirit before the death on the cross. You should receive information about everything that moves your thoughts, for lack of clarity can easily lead to wrong thinking, and my own shall always walk in truth and be allowed to enjoy it. Again and again I have to tell you that the working of my spirit in you humans only became possible after my crucifixion, because my adversary's power had not yet been broken before, who had plunged you into spiritual darkness and also kept you in spiritual darkness as long as he still had power over you. This is so easily understandable, for the apostasy from me resulted in the darkening of the spirit. You rejected my light of love and thus lost all knowledge. Only through this original sin was the kingdom of darkness created, and only Jesus Christ's death on the cross broke the power of the one who had caused the darkness. My spirit's working in a human being could therefore only be possible once he had found redemption through Jesus Christ, once he was free from my adversary. Only then could my light shine into the human being again and illuminate his spirit. Only then can I myself work in him through my spirit. Thus the human being must freely accept the graces of the act of salvation, which necessitates the recognition of the act of salvation and the recognition of myself and Jesus. Living faith is necessary, for a dead knowledge of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation cannot be regarded as faith. The human being must recognize himself as being burdened with guilt, know about his original sin and believe that Jesus suffered for the sake of this guilt and died on the cross in unspeakable pain and torture. And he must want to belong to those for whom the man Jesus shed his blood on the cross. Living faith in this is indispensable in order to also find the forgiveness of his guilt, which makes the detachment from my adversary and thereby also the working of my spirit possible. The guilt of sin was redeemed through the death on the cross, but before that it burdened the whole of humanity, and no soul entered the kingdom of light before Jesus' death on the cross, even though people on earth lived a life according to my will. Yet this day in the beyond was free from torment and earthly bondage. They lived in harmony and in expectation of him, of whom they knew that he would fetch them to himself into his kingdom of light and bliss. For the Messiah had been proclaimed to them on earth, and their undoubted faith in him also earned them the knowledge of his mission. For they were also joined by beings of light who voluntarily walked the path through the abyss in order to attain childship to God. These beings of light were unburdened by original sin, and my spirit was able to work in them because they certainly passed through the darkness but were not at the mercy of my adversary's power. And their abundance of light also conveyed to them the knowledge of the coming Messiah. And thus they were also able to influence their fellow human beings and be active for the blessing of those on earth. And these also returned to the kingdom of light after their death, which they had voluntarily left in order to help people on earth and announce the coming Redeemer to them, in order to fulfill the prophetic mission which presupposes the working of my spirit, and thus could only be fulfilled by those beings of light or by people who were driven by my spirit, who had to express what my spirit inwardly impelled them to do. Which, however, is not to be confused with the working of my spirit in the human being, which was only possible after my crucifixion. Believe me that everything has to proceed according to the law of eternal order, and that the original sin of the once fallen beings was an offense against my eternal order. That no divine activity is possible in this state if I myself do not want to violate my law. And this will not happen eternally, for I am and remain eternally unchanging. But I have always maintained the connection with the dark kingdom through mediators, through people whose souls descended, themselves, from above to earth in order to radiate light on my behalf, and those who accepted the light were also blessed by their earthly life as a human being, and they also acknowledged the Divine Redeemer in the kingdom of the departed, and they entered the kingdom of light and bliss as redeemed when the work of redemption was accomplished, when the guilt of sin of the whole of humanity was redeemed and the path to me was now free. Amen.